Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Thursday morning. And on a Thursday morning in the 10 o'clock hour, that means it's time for our shelter report with Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And on the phone is Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just wonderful. And sounds like you have a new helper there, so
yes,
we'll have
we do.
To break him in, won't we, Matt?
Yes, we will. He'll be doing this interview this time next week.
Okay, that works for me. James, I believe, first
yes.
name, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, nice to give you a break, but it's always a lot of fun visiting with you too, Matt.
Thank you. So what's going on at the shelter?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's kind of talk about the animals. First, I had, you know, as I told you, our new shelter director has decided that maybe we won't list all of the animals available because, she just kind of wants to highlight some that might need adoption quicker than others. And so, and it's worked out about the last 3 or 4 weeks, which is a good thing. She'll give me like 3 names of the dogs, and two of the dogs have been adopted. Same this time. As of yesterday, I was going to speak about Shiloh. But Shiloh was adopted last night. Shiloh was a female. She's a beagle mix. And she was able to go home. And there's a picture of her on Facebook. Go to CFA. That's our Facebook page. And she's sitting there. And she's going to have a friend. Apparently, they brought their dog out. And they got along famously. And so she has now been adopted. And we've also had some other adoptions. We had Gypsy. She was only with us for a short time. But that's okay. She was found and said, we want to bring her home, as well as Daisy. Daisy was also, but Daisy's been with us since June. So we've had some good adoptions again this week. We also have Moses that's available. He is a male hound. He's a little over a year old, and he arrived at the shelter, maybe a week or so ago. He doesn't like to have his head messed with. We're not sure, you know, if there's issues that go along with that. But other than that, he loves to be around you and play with you. He gets along with the other dogs as well as the cats, which we always think that is a big plus. Maybe he won't be he shouldn't be introduced to children at this point since he doesn't like to have his head messed with. You know, there should be some training to figure out what the deal is. Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, that was her recommendation, that maybe a home without children at this point would be best for Moses. And the other one that I was going to speak of is Pebbles. She's a female. She's a German Shepherd mix. She's about 6 months old and has a fantastic personality. In fact, she likes to sit on your lap, which is going to be kind of interesting being a German Shepherd mix, because that means she's not a small dog, but she loves to sit on your lap. She's very affectionate. She likes to give kisses and love, and we think she's fantastic. So she's also available. Then, if you go to our Facebook page, you're going to see 3 animals that are pictured, and it's Anna, Yoga, and Maisie. These 3 animals have been sponsored, which means their adoption fee would be waived if that's who you would choose. Anna is a female. She's a yellow lab mix. She's a year at 1 to 2 years old. She weighs about 40 to 45 pounds, so she's not going to get any bigger. She's very sweet. Yoda is a male. He's a husky shepherd mix. He's also about 1 to 2 years old and weighs about 45 pounds. And then little Maisie is just a puppy. She's about 4 or 5 months old and some kind of a hound mix. But all 3 of these dogs are being sponsored. So we're hoping to find a home really quick for them that would make their day, make our day also. Then our cat's available. We've got Bertha. She's a 2-year-old female. She enjoys being underneath her bed. We provide them with a with a box that has blankets in it. I'm sorry, I got a frog. And she loves being underneath that bed. So when they go to get her, they got to find her. And then she pops out. She plays with them. So she's a lot of fun. But she is really a pretty cat. And her adoption fee would be $55 because she's a full-grown cat. Clementine is 1-year-old female. She's a calico. She was picked up by Animal Control. She does have a few scratches on her face, so maybe she got into it with another animal. We're not real sure, but they're good. You know, they're healing nicely. Oxonacid kind of makes her look kind of tough, which is kind of cute because she's actually very, very sweet and loves affection. And then the last cat to talk about is Nancy. Nancy's a little 5-month-old tabby. again, her picture would be on Facebook. She's the last one. All of her siblings have been adopted, and so we're hoping to get Nancy out and so she doesn't have to be without her litter mates. This is my weekend to work out at the shelter on Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4, so it would make my day if someone would come out, all these animals I talked about got adopted, because that would make me look like I was really doing a fantastic job out there. But even if you just want to come out and visit, I think it's going to be a nice weekend. It is a holiday weekend. I realize we'll probably have a lot of people traveling and doing their last late-minute things, but just remember the shelter's open from 1 to 4 each afternoon on Saturday and Sunday. Monday will be closed, not so much for the holiday. It's just we're always closed on Monday. Tuesday through Friday, though, we're there in the evenings from 5 to 7. That seems to be working out really, really well. We have had more adoptions, and we really think that part of it is the fact that we're there in that evening hours, allow people to come in and kind of see what we have available. And then, of course, on Monday evening, the water park is giving a special event for the dogs, and I've heard you guys advertising it also. From 5:30 to 7, you can bring out your pet. And they are asking, of course, that your dog be up on all of his shots, shots, rabies, have proof of that. And if you would like to make a donation, a large bag of dog food will get you and your pet in, or a large bag of cat food. Or if you want to just pay the fee, it's $6 for your first pet, $3 if you bring out two. But we do ask that each animal have a person with them. And hopefully the dogs that you bring will have on their best manners, because if we have any little spit spats or anything like that, they're going to have to leave. So hopefully everybody will come out and have a good time. I think it's wonderful that our local pool does this for us, and it's going to be a hot day, so might as well let the dogs come out and enjoy themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can imagine that, dogs in little pools are great. I can't imagine what dogs are going to be like when they get a full-fledged aquatic center to kind of run free in.
I know. I have not gone, because I've usually been out of town on the holiday weekend, but I imagine it's a whole lot of fun to watch these dogs just interact with each other and getting the sprayer and the big pool. I've always had Labradors, so I know where my girls would be. They would have jumped right into the big pool and be, swimming laps and that kind of thing, because that was what they loved. That's what they're born to do, is to swim.
Yep.
So, yes, it's a lot of fun, I'm sure. But anyway, I was at the college last week and signed up a lot of young students that want to come out and volunteer, or maybe they're going to do work study. So I want to, again, tell the public that we are more than happy to have volunteers come out. And even if it's just for an hour, just maybe once a month, anything, we sure appreciate. That allows those dogs to get out and be walked by someone. Or maybe they need a bath, and we can just throw them in our big tub, and you can scrub them down and make them feel great. Our kittens always need to have someone play with them and interact to socialize them. We can always find something for someone to do if they'd like to come out and be around the animals. So we are looking for volunteers. So if that's something, maybe now the school's in session. I know sometimes projects come up in the classroom and they need you to volunteer. Well, here we are. This is a great place to volunteer. Great people and great animals. And I think that's about all that we've got going on right now. I can't think of... Well, I guess donations, just kind of remind people, we always... always in need of dog treats. That is probably the number one thing that we seem to run out the quickest, and it's because, obviously, we're using them, and they enjoy those treats. And we also run out of toys really quickly. I had a gentleman ask me the other day, he said, can you use used toys? And I said, absolutely, because they're not going to last long. I mean, they're in their kennels. They don't have a lot of things to do, so if you hand them a toy, of course, they're going to attack it, play with it, and it won't last. But that's just perfectly all right with us. So yes, we do appreciate any kind of toys, and blankets, towels, dog food, cat food, paper towels, Dawn detergent. We're happy to receive anything. And this community is without a doubt a very giving one, because we are always receiving donations. I mean, it's just ongoing. So thank you all for doing that for us. Our phone number is back in order. Our phone is working at 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And like I said, we're there in the evenings, and this weekend we'll be there. So come out and enjoy the weekend with us, possibly.
And then you guys have those two stations set up for recyclable cans.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, this will be great. The weekend, the holiday weekends seem to always have our two big dumpsters that we have located. One's over there on 11th Street, kind of by the Taylor building, and then the other one is in the parking lot of Coffeeville Feed. And those cans are brought in, and weekends we always laugh because it seems like we get more cans after a holiday weekend. But those cans, then we take them over here and we have them recycled, and you know, we get the money for the cans, and that in itself helps us keep the treats supplied, dog food supplied. It is a wonderful way to give towards the shelter, because it doesn't, all it takes on your part is just keeping those cans in a bag and throwing them in the dumpster. And Danny Thompson, one of our board members, bless his heart, he gets his trailer and he'll go pick them all up and take them over here to the recycling place and turn them in. So we do appreciate people donating that way. It's all for a good cause.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, all right. Well, if you're interested in volunteering, or if you got anything extra or want to, you know, help out, stop by the shelter or give them a call. And if you've got a dog, head on out to the event on Monday. It's going to be a good time.
Be a good time, and remember to visit us on Facebook, because we're constantly updating the pictures. And if you've lost your pet, please remember. I heard your ad right before I came on. They were talking about what to do in case of emergency for your pets. That's all very good advice. And I would just remind people that if you've lost your pet, make sure you contact the shelter. Facebook has been fantastic. Or go to our Facebook page and put it on there that you've lost your pet. Because it's amazing how many animals come to the shelter and are not reclaimed and don't know the story behind them. Some of these animals look like very healthy, very loving. We just don't get it. But there's no fine. There's no penalty if your dog is picked up by animal control and it's brought out to the shelter. We're just pleased as punch that we can get this animal back to its family. So
yes.
always contact. Absolutely.
Speaking of lost pets, I see you guys an hour ago posted, is this a poodle, a black poodle?
Well, now that I haven't seen.
Okay.
What did it say, Matt?
It's a found, please share. It was an hour ago.
Oh.
It looks, it's a bigger black dog. I think it's very fluffy. I think it's a poodle. So yeah, if you've lost that in Coffeeville and you're listening, it's at the shelter, so give them a call.
Yes, exactly.
So that was a recent post.
We even get animals in from South Coffeeville,
you know,
and Deering area. I mean, people will find these, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's bad. So sometimes they pick up animals but maybe aren't that far from home, you know, and then they end up at the shelter. You really need to make sure the animal does seem to be stressed and astray. But, well, I imagine if it's a pretty big, fluffy poodle dog, he'll be picked up.
Pretty
fast.
They don't look too. It looks in good spirits, so it's not. So hopefully, it's found quickly. So.
Right. He's happy to be at the shelter, but he needs to go back home.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. I'll be talking to James. And
yes.
Good talking to you, Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye
bye.
All right. Appreciate Becky as always. I love when Shelter calls in. It's so much fun. And James, I've told this story a lot, but so I was actually doing a Shelter report and was on here scrolling through. I like to look at the pictures, but it can get you, because I adopted a Shelter dog because of doing one of these reports.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. So I adopted Bella almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. So. Because of the Shelter report. So.
Yeah, well, I already have one.
I know you do. I knew you had one. I saw you walking it when you were here
Not
that long ago.
Yep, so one is enough for me.
I agree.
Very demanding dog.
Yes. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, James will actually take a spot here at Open Line for a bit here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.